idea, I guess.
What?
Take it away!
It'll be interesting if our banter was recorded during the fucking More Human Than Human theme song.
What happened to the volume of the...
That last song was really loud.
Oh.
I didn't touch that.
Dude, don't you have to, like, click something on iTunes, get all fucking play the same
volume or something? It is all. All right.
Is this fish?
Mr. White, you want to, you know, do the fucking intro shit or something?
Phil Radio, episode 41. Frank White, Mouse Factor, and Big City.
Hello.
And there is much rejoicing.
You finally returned.
Oh yeah, we haven't done a show in 9 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a long time, dude.
I don't even know what this is about, to tell you the truth.
This does feel like a new experience, I have to admit.
Yeah, it does. Why are we listening to Fish?
So are we going to acknowledge the fact that there was no show last week, and we're now taping this week? Because
I thought
no
we
show?
Just play it off like it was planned.
Well, it's too late now.
Yeah, it is.
It was actually totally fucked up.
Yeah.
It was planned.
I did it on purpose.
We didn't even have a show last week because we planned it not to.
Can you turn out my headphones?
I could do anything. I'm the Lizard King.
The Lizard King. Dude, what are you going to play for Warhammer Army?
Oh, God, this again.
Beastmen, man. Beastmen. I'm still in the Beastmen. Chaos.
Frank White
last
is
time
in
I,
the...
Last time I played you, you played Dwarves. That's why I didn't know.
Well, no, that's because I got the two. I got the Dwarves and the Beastmen. But I only...
But your Beastmen were bitches back then, so...
Bitches?
You never, like, whipped them out.
Dude, we've
I
got...
I played all the time with the Beastmen. We played the campaign as Beastmen.
Did you?
Yeah,
I just don't even remember. Oh, we played a campaign.
Dude,
I totally forgot about that.
Remember, you know, Tommy, he was playing with my dwarves.
Oh, that's what I'm remembering.
Yeah, you're not correct.
Dude, I wonder what happened to the table.
Earl destroyed it.
Why?
Fuck. So what are we going to use for a table?
He had to.
Why did he destroy it, man?
Space. Yeah, I don't know. That's
fucking cold-hearted, don't you think?
He asked me if I wanted it. I said no dice. It's got to just be gone.
Why did you take it?
Because I have
no space for that shit.
No space.
Space.
Why did you just rent a storage facility?
It was a good table, though.
Fucking matter, dude. We need matter. Or we have too much matter, I should say.
So, Frank Wright and Big City have been on this fucking Warhammer kick for the whole evening now. Really. You guys are just going to hear about Warhammer. Why don't you just talk about the whole fucking show? It's about Warhammer. Maybe one of the better topics we've done in a fucking while, wouldn't you say?
Last week, fucking the recording box shit the fucking bed.
Yeah, and today it
still
shit
the
bed.
Shit
even, the bed. Even more hardcore, fucking lumpy shit the bed. I mean, it was bad. Hard
something I've never seen before is opening up.
It's funny. It's
dismanagement
really
and XP and seeing an array of. Exclamation points and fucking question marks and everything on 4, 5, 6 different partitions on 2 separate discs and not even knowing what fucking where XP is actually installed. The drive letter is like fucking Q. No, there's only one. It's like Q. It's like the main drive. It's like fucking Q. Like, where the fuck did that come from?
That's a good question.
It's seriously like up there. It's like J, K, L, I forget what the fuck it said. It's horrible.
The recording box got fucked, so we rigged a solution, which was to install shit on my rig and record on it. And apparently it sounds better.
Yeah,
well, this is Audition 2, so...
Audition 2, recording on the Xbox 360, and that's pretty good.
Yeah, we're about to run out of fucking disk space.
Guys.
On the 20 gig hard drive. Why the fucking 360?
You got like 400 gigs in there, don't you?
Dude, the fucking 360? No.
No, they're your box.
My box? Oh. No, dude, it's like.
You can fit at least double stuffed at your box. I've seen your box double stuffed once.
No, you haven't. Not for any less than $500.
You're a fag, dude.
I hate when you guys mention them as boxes because the first thing I'm thinking of is pussy. I'm not thinking of. Computers.
Dude, that's so 1997-ish.
Yeah, I've never referred to it as a box.
Yeah,
a furry vagina.
Juice box.
Sorry, my head box is just a word. Like,
Boxing.
I say vagina a lot.
Vagina I never use lots. Vagina a lot.
Not like all like vagina a lot. That's the term I use a lot. Not vagina, vagina a lot. Like fucking Lancelot, but vagina a lot.
Like, you know, sir, vagina a lot.
Sir, awesome. Vagina a lot.
I guess that's a big vagina. It's a vagina. Dude,
that's what he became when Richard Gere played him in that fucking movie.
Oh god. Yeah. I was sir, thinking about First Night the other fucking day.
I watched it last year sometime.
I was like, the choreography for this show is so fucking awful. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm talking about when he gets in the sword fight. Like, Lancelot is supposed to be one of the toughest fucking knights of all time.
And Richard Gere, I mean, Sean Connery was fucking.
Connery's always meant as like an old.
He's a fucking man.
Yeah.
But Richard Gere, it could have been such a cool movie, you know what I mean? Like, you know, that fucking, the Dark Cave and Dark Castle and stuff was done pretty cool. And a lot of it was alright. It's just Richard Gere is a fucking fag turning to serve vagina lot.
Serve vagina lot.
Serve vagina lot. Yeah. Dude, what the fuck is this?
Wow.
What the hell are we listening to?
This would be Perfect Circle.
This is Panic at the Disco.
Awesome.
I hate band names now.
Yeah, I know.
Band names have sucked for a long time now, wouldn't you say?
Oh, no. I mean, well, you know, you're always going to have bad. But they've got all these ones which are like statements instead of like a name. Like,
For instance.
For instance, I can't fucking. Like,
there's
Fallout Boy.
There was one I heard that was
gym
about
gym class heroes, like
James Blunt.
Fucking.
That's not a band name. There was one that was, I can't.
You know, the worst band I ever saw that apparently has gotten pretty popular now is
Panic at the Disco.
Fucking
awesome.
Okay, Go.
Makeup.
Yeah, you. I remember you fucking saying they were like one of the queerest bands you ever saw in the history of music.
Yeah, and then I fucking they have music
videos.
Did you
fucking slap the bassist? In the face?
Huh? I wish, dude. He's fucking so stupid looking. He had like these huge, like massive, oversized glasses. Like, you're not fucking, you know, Elton John in 1970. Like, you're fucking some dude that's
sucks.
Fat and chubby. Like, wearing a pea coat. Like a fucking wool pea coat on stage playing bass guitar with like oversized glasses. Like, just stop.
Okay, go.
Okay, go. But yeah, Panic at the Disco and fucking stupid.
Right. That important conversation notwithstanding.
Dude, if you wear makeup and you're male, you're gay.
Awesome.
Step one, wash it off. Step two,
stop playing MMOs.
Stop playing MMOs. Step three, stop sucking dicks.
While playing MMOs.
While playing MMOs.
Dude, have you ever seen a game of Warhammer?
Dude, I've seen a fucking game of Warhammer.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I know you have.
Dude, you got some of the requirements right here.
For what, a game of Warhammer?
Yeah, tape measure. You need a tape measure.
Dude, I've got like three tape measures.
You can play three games at the same time then.
Why?
I don't know. Don't ask
you. Why are you trying to get me to play you fucking Warhammer?
I'm not trying to get you to play.
Dude,
I just
trying to.
You're just
I just
fan.
Realized. No,
see,
no, no,
that
no,
was like
no,
the,
no, no.
That was like
dude,
the,
shut up.
That was the germ right there. He's like, dude, if I get Mouse Factory to fuck play Warhammer, we could do a show about Warhammer all fucking time. It's going to be us playing Warhammer, and we're going to tape it. You know that's where you're going with that.
Dude, actually, no. You're just a fantasy buff, so I know that you like this shit.
My question is,
I know you
is,
like
I actually don't.
Chimeras, whatever you want to call them. It's in your blood.
What?
Chimeras.
Oh, I thought you said trimeres. I was like, how the fuck are trimeres in my blood? Like ancient Greek ship, you know?
Trimeres?
Yeah.
I never heard of those. Alright, man.
So, what I was going to say is.
Yes.
I don't actually know what you think of the game. Like, I kind of want to know if you have an opinion on it. Or
I told you my opinion before. Like,
I don't remember.
Cool. It's just, you know, it's not something I could fucking do because when I was really, when I was a young Malice Factor, okay, I was learning my arts.
You're just a Malice?
I was just a Malice. I was not yet a Factor. You know? I was really into painting, like, fucking Miles soldiers and shit. And I was all in the fucking. I would set up fucking battles with fucking Dude, it was fucking elaborate. I'm not talking about like the fucking cheap ass 65-piece fucking nasty green army dudes you get from fucking, you know, grocery store. I'm talking like I had fucking real soldiers, and I would fucking try to paint them and stuff. And never, dude, I'm like a fucking 8-9-year-old trying to paint these fucking soldiers. Not gonna work, you know. But I try it anyway. I would set it up, and I would just fucking do set piece battles, completely by my own fucking rules and everything, you know. But there was a system involved, and then I was just kind of like, I'm probably wasting too much of my life doing this. There are other things that are more important, like G.I. Joe, for instance.
Dude,
Transformers. So years later, I was fucking with some guys, and they were fucking, like, not actually playing Game of Warhammer. They're getting ready to play a game. Where I was like, oh, I used to do that when I was a kid, before I had pubes. And they were kind of offended by that. So I was like, oh, okay.
That's how I felt about MMOs when I was playing them. There must be more to life.
Right. So that answer your question? I mean,
I knew he had a confession about something. That's why I wasn't saying it.
Oh.
I just thought, like, you know, you spilled paint on your couch or something. And you were mad.
No, dude. It's just something I never like fucking general. Got into. And it was just, you know. But I could easily get into that shit, but I'm not going to, because I don't have the fucking time or the money.
Yeah.
You know, just like MMOs in general. Like,
no, it's expensive.
No,
it is. It gets added up real fast.
Yeah, you know, it fucking gets expensive, and, you know, I just don't have it. It's expensive time-wise.
It is.
And I'm the type of person that when I get to fucking doing something, that's like, I have to fucking do that all the time, you know? Yeah.
No, but I don't know, I just really think it's like one of the best fucking games ever made, you know?
Yeah, you will not catch me playing an MMO. Fuck them.
Right.
I just want to bash MMOs.
Dude, you threw out, like, all your games, didn't you?
Yeah. I threw out all my MMOs.
You could have sold
them.
Like,
in the trash. You could have sold them, you asshole.
Nah, man. Well, maybe I could have, but...
And why did you throw them out?
So I couldn't play them.
Because you just got internet access, finally?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
After fucking 3 years?
Dude, it's been a long year. It's been a real long year without it.
So knowing that you would slip back into...
To avoid the temptation of the possibility of playing it again, I decided to get rid of them all.
Let's read that one. Yeah, before, like, you know, your fiancé breaks up with you and... Your life spirals into a bad cycle of, like, a drug addict, but an MMO player. Like,
yeah.
You keep playing to make yourself feel better, but it's the thing that caused you to be so depressed to begin with.
Yes,
and you're
no.
just in a downward spiral of fucking life that you can't get out of.
I was playing MMOs before, when I lived at the house there, and I was surviving, because I didn't have the time to play it. Nowadays, you just don't have the time. It's like, I could play on a Saturday morning for 5 hours, but then I gotta go do shit.
Dude, I hate that. That's with any game, though.
Yeah. You gotta go do shit. There's some... You gotta fucking... You know... Make food. Eat. Wash something. Jerk off. There's a lot of shit you gotta go do. You know, car.
Yeah, I wish...
Trouble.
I wish we could retire. That would be nice.
Yeah, that would be sweet.
I'm trying to. It's not going well.
Yeah.
Dude, America...
Yeah, I'm impressed you know who this is. It's totally not your thing whatsoever.
Sorry. That's one of my favorite lyrics of all time. Like, rocks and things. I was like, wow, that's creative. You know,
fucking
like,
deep.
Yeah, dude. I was thinking about it every time I hear a song. Like, that's one of the best lyrics.
Things.
Yeah, dude.
Shit, another crap.
Goldfish and twigs.
Yeah,
goldfish and twigs and stuff. Dude,
apparently the Eagles are releasing another CD after 30 years. You saw that, right?
I'm not just imagining. No, I've not seen it. Okay. Fuck the Eagles. Fuck Bob Seger.
Awesome.
Fuck Bruce Springsteen.
Shit. Awesome. Yeah, fuck the boss.
Fuck the boss. Although he kind of...
And fuck,
you know,
Billy Joel, too.
Billy Joel, he fucked himself. We'll leave it at that.
Apparently, Prince tore it up at Super Bowl halftime.
Did he? I heard his guitar was out of tune, but I didn't see it.
Isn't his guitar always out of fucking tune?
Because he kept getting wet, so he kept changing guitars between songs.
They say it was a really good performance, unlike previous years.
Dude, yeah, it wasn't that bad. Except it was Prince, and he's wicked gay.
Dude, Prince, honestly, is a pretty fucking incredible musician.
He's a performer more.
But no, he's like, he really writes songs and can play the fucking guitar, and he's really a fucking good musician.
He can
musician.
Also play basketball, right?
He fucking makes a wicked good pancake as well. Yeah. Fucking Prince's pancakes.
I just watched An Evening with Kevin Smith, actually both of them,
and he's got this
whole, oh, it's great, fucking hysterical. He's got this whole story about Prince. He went to Prince's, like, place.
Yeah, he had a basketball court
to record
there.
A documentary. Yeah, he did, but he didn't play. Record a documentary for 7 days about, they listened, the people listened to Prince's new album, and they came out to this auditorium and sat down, and Kevin Smith kind of engaged them and got them to talk about the album and what it made it think of and stuff, and recorded it all. And it's just, I mean, I can't, you know, do it justice, but it's fucking just an amazing story. And as soon as the DVD came out, like, Prince fucking wigged out when he heard about it and stuff. Apparently, he was a fan of Kevin Smith. But this footage would have ended up being, like, some weird Jehovah's Witness, like, propaganda. Because I guess Prince is a fucking Jehovah's Witness or something.
What?
That's messed up, man.
Yeah, that's... I didn't know that until I was watching this. But, yeah, he became a Jehovah's Witness and stuff. So, but Kevin Smith signed on. I mean, he doesn't make documentaries or anything. He just, like, signed on. It was weird how it happened. And he signed on because he's like, it's fucking Prince. So, you can go check it out. And... just turned this whole fucked up thing. And he was there for 7 days and,
7 nights.
And fucking, he told the whole story on his DVD, and Prince fucking wigged out, but Kevin Smith ducked out of signing in a non-disclosure agreement. He just kept saying, like, you know, the assistant would come over and be like, oh, you need to sign this. He's like, oh, let me sign, wait, I gotta do this shot, hold on. And just, like, ducked out of signing it, so.
Awesome.
He could talk about it. But it's just amazing. He's like, I mean, because people like that make everybody sign on those things. That's why you never hear shit.
Yeah, I know.
But there's, like, so much, like, this whole thing about this little thing that happened in 7 days in fucking Prince's world. It's just, like, fascinating how fucked up it is, you know?
Dude, I like the story about the fucking Superman script.
Yeah, that was a great...
awesome.
Yeah, that was a great... That was a great story.
Oh, wow.
If you're a fan of Kevin Smith movies, I definitely recommend getting An Evening with Kevin Smith, which is like a Q&A / stand-up comedy type of thing, and it's really entertaining, so.
You know, I got called out the other day for knowing Phil Collins songs.
Yeah, I'm a pretty big Phil Collins fan, man.
No, dude, I don't have a problem with Phil Collins. This dude comes up, he's like, oh, this song came on. And I was like, oh, I like this song. Phil Collins song. And I'm like, dude, you like that? You're a fag. And I was like, whoa, I've never been directly attacked like that before. It was a different experience. You know, I'm like, why? I said, wait a minute, what does me liking a... That's amusing over there.
Remember directly tagged that homo.
Yeah.
Well, there's another. Get used to the reality.
Yeah, right there, right? I've been sheltered. So I'm just like, you know, dude, fuck you. Like, what? I like this song, so it's like taking dick in the ass and fuck it. But I'm like, fuck you, dude. You know, I'm quite comfortable with my sexuality stuff. He's like, oh, Phil Collins, like, fucking 1980s. I'm like, dude.
It's like that, so? And the Talking Heads is the fucking cream of the 1980s crop.
Well, dude, I'm like, I happen to like some old fucking Madonna songs too. I'm like, you fucking problem with that? And you call me a fucking queer? He's like, you know, like, dude, basically, I got a 27-year-old virgin calling me a fucking fag. You know, and I'm like,
well, that guy was a virgin.
That's
a
totally different situation you're in now.
Oh boy, can't believe I'm gonna be telling this on air.
I'm a virgin.
No, I'm not. That's his problem. You know, that's his problem with the majority of the people he's with.
Is this somebody I know?
It's a problem with people who play MMOs, dude.
No, dude. You know, I know a lot of whores that play MMOs.
Yeah, well, you cyber all the time. It doesn't count as reality.
Oh, dude.
Have you ever done that?
What, cyber sex?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
That look was priceless. But yeah, I've been in my basement, stuck there. I gotta do something. Dude. You looked at me like, yeah, of course, I've had to.
Yeah.
It's like, have you eaten food? Like, yeah.
Dude, what, you haven't? That's the sort of like, you
I got asked a weird question.
Have you breathed air before?
Well,
Come on, dude.
I got asked that question in a serious manner by someone. Someone said, like, how do you know you're hungry? Dude, years of experience,
Hold on. Wait. When you did this, I had the honest answer to this question.
Was I whacking it? No. Is that the question?
I assumed you were whacking it. So
I wasn't whacking.
What I was curious was, were you envisioning a girl, or were you getting off to the avatar?
I think it was the words, man.
Yeah, it's like reading a dirty story.
It's like reading a dirty story. It's the
but
words.
You assume that it's a female, because with you,
no,
it
actually,
could be like an elven princess, and you're actually thinking about like rubbing the pointy ears while you're sticking it in the elven poon. See what I'm saying?
No, see.
That's another great vagina reference.
Here's how it worked. This was my online wife at the time, who was a married woman from Virginia, and we used to talk on the
pounds.
Phone. She sent me pictures she wasn't, but she could have very well been.
Really? I mean, I've got pictures where I look pretty hot in a bikini, too. You know, I look like a female.
Whatever the case was.
That totally came out wrong. I meant to say
that sucks.
Whatever, I'm leaving that.
I don't want to see those pictures ever, man. No, but I knew she was an actual female. So
what do you think your wedding present's going to be?
Oh, thank you. No, I really knew she was a female. I don't know if she was fat or skinny, but I do know that she was a girl.
That's good.
That or she's a very effeminate male.
Either way, it works for you.
What works for me? Oh, that works for me. Right. Dude, I'm just not in a bikini, so I don't really know. But I look pretty good in one, so I've been told. Yeah. Dude, let me tell you this one thing. I saw a Warren Zevon video before. Just
really?
Recently, yeah.
Hey, fuck Warren Zevon.
Yeah, but it was that Werewolves of London video, the actual music video for it.
Really?
From the 70s. It was awesome.
Was it?
Well, stupid. That's why it was awesome. I just couldn't believe it was a video from the 70s. I was like, holy shit. This is the dumbest video I've ever seen. But it's kind of funny. It was cool. You'd like it.
I stain my sheets, I jerk off the avatars.
You sound good on a sound clip.
I jerk off the avatars.
Jerk off.
So, should we talk about some news stories or just not at all?
I think this is much better content than news stories, man.
All right, but I got a good one, though.
Well, hang on. Before you go on, have you ever looked at anime porn or cartoon porn
hentai?
Or anything like that? Hentai, yeah.
No.
Only by accident.
Yeah, sure you did.
Where I was like, oh, big tits, click that link. Oh, it's the cartoon stuff. Back up.
But,
and then there was that one awesome. That one email that we got from the listener.
Oh, yeah, that one.
I stared at that one for a while.
Did we
like,
get
I can't
any
believe...
emails that we can ignore?
I think so.
Awesome.
I think we got lots.
Oh, Seth Monrovia said a bunch of stuff. I just want to say hey to him. He's a nice guy, although he's
you cyber
not
with him
nice.
Or what?
Nah, never cyber with him.
Does he have an effeminate voice or?
I never talked to him on the phone.
You haven't?
I don't really trust him.
Really?
Nah. I don't really trust you though, so.
Fair enough.
And I've seen you in a bikini. So fuck.
So this one's great. All right. So we all know that do cavity searches to get on an airplane.
Okay. No.
Yeah, they do cavity searches to get on an airplane. If you've, you know, been randomly selected to be dragged into the back for, you know, excessive security reasons.
Okay.
So, this guy, he's getting a fucking cavity search, right? And there's like a piece of string up his ass, right?
Is this a story you just like? Is this like a bedtime story or something?
It sounds like a bedtime story.
The fucking. Oh, this is a great song right here.
Yeah.
You ever hear this one before?
No.
No.
It doesn't sound like a great song. This is from your fucking Elvis collection or
fucking Johnny Cash, man.
It's from your fucking Johnny Cash collection.
Yep. Come on, string up your ass, dude. What's the string up your ass?
So, yeah, seriously.
He had a tampon. He had a fucking anal fistula or whatever.
A what?
Like a fissure.
Oh, an anal fissure?
Something like that. Fistula.
Fistulator.
An anal cross.
Fistula. Apparently, fissures turn into fistulas when they're bad enough. So he had a he had a surgery where they fucking
sealed his asshole.
They put this thing into the fistula to like help it heal and stuff, and sewed it up. So during the cavity search, the guy finds this and he's like, "Oh, you're hiding something," and they fucking yanked it out.
Oh God!
There was a device called a setin. Setin. Which doctors in the UK had inserted into the fistula to help control long-term infection. Setin was made of blue braided medical suture material knotted and passed into the hole where the fistula surfaced. After one baffled immigration officer pulled very hard on the setin, the patient was given a choice by the immigration officers of getting on the next plane home or submitting himself to a procedure to have it removed.
Why are we here? Let's talk about this, dude. This is fucking terrible.
Yeah, isn't it? This is awful.
Isn't it? That's why I'm talking about it. It's fucking horrible. This is the point. This is security. Oh, okay. This is stopping terrorism right here.
What does this have to do with hating MMOs?
Yeah, seriously.
Nothing. I just was looking at this for like the last 10 minutes.
So, dude, just because you look at shit like that doesn't mean we want to hear about it. That's fucking bad.
Well, anyway, that apparently if you've got any medical thing shoved up your ass, you should have a letter from your doctor if you're traveling to the United States. That's the official recommendation.
Dude,
I would definitely have a letter stating I have shit shoved up my ass.
I try to avoid having the shit shoved up my ass.
Yeah,
which is the funny part, because if you have something shoved up your ass and you have a letter signed by Dr. So-and-so,
well, didn't he mention, like, I've got...
How is that proof of anything? I can fucking write you a letter from fucking...
Well, dude,
doctor.
You can fucking say that about anything.
Well, that's my point.
Maybe you have to have it notarized or something.
Yeah, have it notarized by a doctor.
And you need 3 days prior advance leave to...
Right, certified mail.
Security measures are bullshit. I just had to get that in one final time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Dude, I got pulled to the side during my friggin' trip, and I'm just thinking I could have been there with anal fissures, you know, jamming probes up my ass. I'm lucky I wasn't. Fuck, that's the scariest part about it. It's like, dude, they pulled me off to the side to check my bags and shit.
They could have checked your asshole.
Yeah. Why didn't they check your asshole?
Probably because I was walking, like, normal, not on my toes or anything.
Dude, so how is New Zealand, man? How, like, amazing is that?
It was awesome. They're seriously fucking great.
Yeah, but they don't have 50 Cent.
No, they don't.
They got shortwave radios in the cars, right?
Just in our car, yeah. But our car's Japanese instructions. Everything was in Japanese, all the controls, too.
That's
so
cool.
It was an unusual experience. It's like,
but there's only like 5 cars on the whole fucking island, so what's the matter?
Pretty much.
Yeah. You've been driving on the wrong side of the road, and it doesn't really matter.
I had a lot of problems with that coming home. Dude, we were talking about this week. We might move there in a year.
Really?
Because you could buy a house there for $50,000 American.
Yeah.
And pretty much might as well.
But could you get a job there for $50,000 American?
Not making that much, no. Well, actually, I don't know what jobs make, but it's significantly less than what you make in the U.S.
Do they speak Queen's English over there?
Mm. Yeah. So why don't you fucking stay here for a few more years and just bankroll some cash?
Dude, go over there. It's like seriously thinking about doing that and then like buying like land in South America and having like a fucking leftist guerrilla army.
Dude, I know a guy who does that shit in Mexico, man.
Yeah, I do too.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Didn't we talk about this before on the show?
No.
I think we did.
The guy makes like $110,000 a year and he fucking lives like a king. Mexico, but he makes U.S. money. He's a merchant marine. Fucking sick, dude.
Dude, we need to get into that.
Oceanfront fucking mansion. Built in Mexico. Like nothing.
Seriously.
Fuck, man.
Yeah. That needs to be done. One of us needs to do this.
Dude, I'm down for, like, fucking getting a Jeep with a machine gun mounted in the back.
That'd be sweet.
And I'm not even talking He's about, got like, the Jeep. Fucking airsoft.
Dude, if yeah. you guys want to get
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking...
Get
we
it.
Got a beanbag launcher.
Oh, that'd be great. Shooting stun gun. With big tasers to kill a cow in one blast.
I saw this great video of this dude who got tasered by a mall security guard.
No.
It was awesome. Like,
dude, when they taser people on cops, man, it fucking makes me laugh so
dude,
hard.
Dude, and it was great because it was dark. Like, the footage was dark, so you
saw,
like,
saw the shocks. Oh.
And it was fucking compulsory. I was
What was that, on YouTube?
Because, dude, it was on YouTube. And, you know, it was funny. It's like, dude, you got owned by a mall security guard. It's not even, like, a real cop. It's a fucking rent-a-cop. They just owned you, you know? Fucking awesome. But I can't hear about people getting shit, you know, pulled out of their assholes.
I didn't think mall security guards could carry tasers.
It depends on where you're at, man.
They're still liable. Compton, they can't just fucking taser people.
Yeah, well, this dude fucking charged them, and it was funny.
Oh, so it was a fight.
It was a fight. To the and finish. Any taser. I don't know if it was going to be the finish, but...
Pretty much a small ending.
I can't believe we're not even going to acknowledge the fucking shitty Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, fuck forgot Super Bowl. Dude, I ate a lot at that Super Bowl. That's for sure. Other than that.
Did you hear the fucking, did you see Justin Timberlake on Saturday Night Live?
No.
Did you hear
a clip from that?
You want to hear
it? Dick in a
box? Dick in a box?
Dick in a box?
Oh, yeah, dude. I fucking heard that.
Fucking hysterical.
I never saw
it. My dick in a box?
You want to hear it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, play it.
I'm going to be popular like everybody else.
We'll get back to Weezer in a minute.
Weezer shit.
Give me a little bit of ice cream.
This is great shit. I gotta watch this.
You got YouTube.
Hey girl, I got something real important to give you.
It's all tacked up like a fucking early 90s.
And listen.
Army song.
Girl, you know we've been together such a long, long time.
Such a long time.
And now I'm ready to lay it on the line.
Wow, you know it's Christmas and my heart is open wide. Gonna give you something so you know what's on my mind.
A gift real special, so take off the time.
Take a look inside, it's my dick in a box.
It's in a box.
I'm not gonna get you a diamond ring. That sort of gift don't mean anything. Not gonna get you a fancy car. Girl, you gotta know you're my shining star. Gonna get you a house in the hills. A girl like you needs something real. Wanna get you something from the heart.
Something special, girl.
It's my dick in a box.
It's easy to do, just follow these steps. One,
cut a hole in a box.
Two,
put your junk in that box.
Three,
make her open the box.
And that's the way you do it.
It's my dick in a box. My dick in a box, girl. It's my dick in a box. My dick in a box, girl.
Christmas.
Awesome.
Fucking hysterical.
Dude.
Oh, that's so funny.
I'm glad I saw that. Now I can join in the conversations by the water cooler. That's awesome.
Is this Weezer's first CD?
Yeah.
How many CDs does Weezer have?
Titty Taser?
Oh.
Dude, you gotta stop playing with that. You're gonna be like out of the show.
Seriously.
Dude, it's...
You know, I can't
tell
how long
who's got a YouTube
for.
Account? I gotta log in to see your titty tasers.
I don't have a YouTube account.
Fuck. Damn it.
I don't want them to know my viewing habits.
Yeah. Or my email address.
Yeah, seriously.
Rottweiler versus Taser?
Hey, fuck you!
Fuck you.
Awesome.
Dude, I want to see Titty Taser. What's the description? Police officer getting tasered? Fucking sweet.
Alright. Got any more fucking anal exploration stories to share with, with everybody?
Isn't this about like pulling a string?
Yes, that's what reminded me of it. Why is it that always like the band's shittiest songs are the ones that get played most on MTV? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Weezer's a good band, man.
I'm just saying, MTV ruined their career.
Actually, video killed the radio stuff.
Exactly.
This was this the one with the what was the video for this one?
Oh,
it was a fucking Happy Days, right? This was the Happy Days video, wasn't
was it?
I think so.
Dude, who's seen Weezer in fucking concert?
Not me.
Me either.
I just had a fucking awesome idea.
What's that?
We're gonna taser your fistula?
No, nothing. Awesome. It had to do with Triforces. But I'll tell you guys about it later.
Dude, don't fuck the listeners like that. Though we're fucking
it's kind of
right
it's kind of
yeah we're
like
giving
that.
Them the show. That's bad enough.
I mean, all right, they never mind,
listen to this
dude, but Triforces are cool.
Okay, I agree with that. It dude, this is really fucking me up because I can't tell how long we've been taping.
Fucking 41 minutes.
41
bitch.
Minutes,
yeah, but was it always that small?
No.
We've got 41 minutes. It feels like we've been taking like 10 minutes.
Dude, that's because time flies in this fucking reality. How's that for you, Factor?
Dude, fuck you. Got a pen? Anybody got a pen?
Anybody got a pen?
Give it.
It's
Sharpie,
42
dude.
Minutes
give
and
it,
11 seconds.
Awesome. That's
holy shit, dude.
Sweet.
Dude, Adobe 2.0 is so customizable.
Dude, you gotta talk like that.
What, do you want to talk funny all the time?
Would you talk like that if you lived in New Zealand?
No, actually, I started because you hear the accent all the time.
Again, huh?
You start to say that shit. Are you serious?
Sharpie.
He opens the Sharpie, writes one word, and you're like, dude, I'm at
this
you're
is
like,
a contact time, man. I haven't exposed to this in so fucking long.
God, I can see you like mailing a package, pulling out the letter, and
that's
you're
good.
Like, you're like,
dude, how does this not dry out?
Dude, I don't know.
Because it's a sphincter valve inside.
Oh my god.
See the sphincter?
That's amazing.
It's awesome.
It's got a flat, it's a click
dude,
Sharpie.
It's fucking awesome.
With a
isn't
flat.
It?
Fucking cover on there.
A sphincter valve.
Oh my god, dude.
Like fucking Dune.
Dude, Sharpie's
on the tent.
Evolved. That is
yeah.
Sharpie evolved. Sharpie period.
Totally evolved from an old style marker into a brand
but
new fucking magic thing.
It's got the biggest fucking dongle on it, though. The clicker is like fucking massive, man.
Oh,
it's
dude,
like
you
seriously.
You know
looks,
you fucking
looks,
mean business with that Sharpie.
But it looks fucking stupid, though.
Dude, you're not gonna walk around with that shit in the fucking breast pocket.
I need a version 2. It's fucking got a smaller clicker. All right.
Dude,
and it's extra thick because of it, too. I need a version 2. That's it.
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. Yeah, okay. No.
Dude, it is an awesome marker, though. Yeah.
No. I don't mean do it like right now. We're passing awesome. The this fucking wow. We're out of practice.
Let me write.
Yeah, write the response. He's all esoteric.
Anyway.
Oh, dude, right. Drop the Sharpie.
So that's it for this show. FBillRadio.com. Email us, radio at FBillRadio.com.
We're not going to read it on the air.
We are ending it just like that?
And, yeah. I mean, that's
dude,
the end
of
it.
There's no need to.
Pick us up on iTunes. DDP Hack Radio on Friday nights. Shouts to DDP crew for putting us on there, as always. And, yeah. So let's end it with fucking Chuck Berry. That's it.
All right.
Quicking out like that all of a sudden.
Dude, that's shocking.
Like a heart attack.
You got someplace to be?
Yeah.
Peace.
All right, fair enough. At a rhythm review. A roll over Beethoven, they're rocking in 2x2. Well, if you feel it and like it, go get your lover, then reel and rock it. Roll it over, then move on up. Just a trifle further, then reel and rock with. Run another roll over Beethoven. Dig these rhythm and blues. She wiggle like a glowworm, dance like a spinning top. She got a crazy partner, you ought to see him reel and rock. Long as she got a dime, the music won't never stop. A roll